another opportunity against a good football team, Jacksonville. Obviously, they're 6-3, playing good. They've had some big victories. Obviously, they're playing for something, and they come in here this weekend in the first energy, and it's going to be a good game, good opportunity for our football team. Our football team working hard. Guys came to practice again, as they always have. They just continue to amaze me week in and week out. They come in the building. They understand what we're trying to accomplish. They get right to it. They go out to practice, and they try to make the most of it. So I'm proud of the guys for that, because they don't waver about anything. So I appreciate that from our football team. On the injury front, we had a couple guys that didn't practice, Sean Coleman and J.C. Treader. So we'll know more about those guys as we go through the week, and hopefully we'll get them back. I think we'll have an opportunity to get them both back. So we'll just go from there.
Coleman says concussion on the injury.
Right.
Is he still in the protocol?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
He said he wasn't in the locker.
I don't think he understands what is and isn't is. So that way, I'm being honest. I mean, because I think when guys are able to sit up and walk around and not have to be at home, you know, with the lights off and all that, you know, he's still a part of that right now. So in his mind, he's ready to practice and play right now, but not the protocol. Protocol doesn't say so.
He's not cleared.
Uh-huh.
Will you need to add a tackle?
There's a possibility, yeah. If we think there's a possibility that he won't be cleared, then we would do that.
What did you make of Tashawn Gibson just coming out and basically, you know, ripping your team and saying they're going to go 0-16?
He's entitled to say what he wants. I don't, you know, I've competed against him. I don't know him personally. I mean, again, the one thing he did said he really enjoyed his time with the fans, and there's players that he had relationships with. But, you know, I'm not going to get into all that. You know, we got to play a game on Sunday, and that's what it's about, the game.
Addressed it in his team meeting. He told us. Did you address it at all with your guys?
Oh, I did. Well, I'm sure I did. You can bet your bottom dollar I did. Yeah.
Is that something that you want to use as a motivation?
It's not about that. I don't think we need any motivation. We're 0-9 football team. So I don't think we're looking for anything. The opportunity to play is motivation enough for this football team. You know, we want to win. You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, anytime somebody says something about an organization and a football team, you want your people to be aware. But we've earned this, you know. So people going to say things. You guys say things. People say things all the time. We get it. You know, it ain't going to change till we change it. So the only way you change is start winning.
Jacksonville comes in. Their defense, I think, has 6 more sacks than any other team in the league right now. How do you neutralize that type of pass rush?
They're good. We got to find out on Sunday. You know, we've played some good pass rush teams. We've played some good defensive football teams. So, you know, again, they're good. There's no question about it. You know, Campbell, number 91, you know, 50. They got good players. So we respect that. But, I mean, we still got to play the game. We're going to show up on Sunday. I know that.
Since Deshaun was limited with the ribs, what wasn't he able to do?
They put that down. I don't know, again, limited. Doubtful, questionable, all that good stuff. He practiced. Yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
So no restrictions on him whatsoever, especially black jacket?
No. I don't sense that. I don't feel that. I mean, is he sore? Yes. But I think that, you know, is expected, and I think we'll get through that part of it here very shortly.
What's made their pass rush so effective, leading the league in sacks? What stands out?
Players. Players. Campbell, 91, 97. I can go on and on and on. You know, they're a good defensive football team. They have good corners, good secondary play. Gibson's playing good. They're able to play man coverage on people, which gives their rush a little more of an opportunity to get there.
Corey Coleman come, you know, on his way back, and what impact can he make?
No, I think he can. You know, again, he's one of our better players, and he's back on the field. So he's going to go out there and play. You know, again, I don't want anybody to think because Corey's back, you know, here comes the savior of the team. But here comes a guy who's one of our better players we haven't had for a while. So we got to get back, get that chemistry back, get the playing, and see where he is. But I expect good things from Corey this weekend.
I mean, this is Josh Lambeau kicking for them, and they have had problems.
Can we continue to keep those going?
Yeah. Well, when you or Tabor looks, you know, the San Diego game last year, he saw something there. Is this a completely different setup, or is it something unique to Lambeau that enabled you guys to block that kick against the Chargers last year?
No, I mean, we did a good job. You know, I think Tabes does an outstanding job of positioning our players and putting them in spots where we have an opportunity to make plays that way. We came close to blocking a couple this year, so we'll do everything we can to block it. There's no question. We don't want to give them that opportunity to even be kicking. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge on Sunday.
We've asked you about the run before, but you guys ran the ball pretty well up there in Detroit. So how important, with this bad weather coming, is that going to be to you on Sunday?
AFC North football. That's what it is. AFC North football. You got to be able to run the ball. You know, it's just that time of year where you start to run the football, and hopefully we can run it well. We got to run it better than we did in Detroit. I know that. I think our players understand that. I mean, this is a good team, so we got our work cut out for us, but that's the fun part.
You ran a pretty better in Detroit than you have.
I'm sorry.
Don't you think you ran the ball pretty well up there in Detroit?
Okay. I expect more. I'll be first to tell you that. I think there's more out there for us to do, more to get. We did okay.